Hey everybody, and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Today I want to discuss the issue of working out whether you're sick or not. And that might sound silly, but I get clients that come to me from time to time trying to work out what's going on for them, whether they're a little bit sick, trying to explain away the symptoms that they're going through and understanding what the reality is. Because in this day and age of having Google Doctor and so forth, everybody is out there trying to come up with a reason why they feel the way that they do and catastrophizing what's really going on for them. And the reality can often be very different. So I'm out walking at the moment. I was walking past a garbage truck. So just hold on a second. So one of the things that I do when I'm reviewing what's going on for a client is, obviously I'm not a doctor, and everything that I'm saying here does not discount getting medical advice or anything like that. The reality is that what's going on for most people are lifestyle issues and not real medical issues. So what we can do is make some better choices for ourselves, put ourselves in a much better position so that we can start feeling a lot better. And along the way, you can get the appropriate medical advice and so forth to get clearance or identify whatever else is going on for you. So I think the first thing that you need to do is do a bit of a lifestyle audit, if you like. And so I'll give you an example of somebody that I'm working with at the moment. It's a younger person, so under 20, and they've had a lot going on for them. I mean, you think about what a young adult has to go through these days versus when I was a young adult. So they're already under a lot of stress, trying to find where they're going to progress with career creation, getting a job, all that kind of stuff. So there's that aspect of it. And then there's when you dig into what it is that they're doing on a day-to-day basis. So long periods of time during the day where they're sitting down, long periods of time through the day where they're not getting natural light, long periods of time where they're having screen time, doing gaming and that kind of thing, long periods of time where they're of days, I should say, of not having the best sleep hygiene. So not sleeping really great, being irregular with times going to bed, often going to bed early in the morning, like 1, 2, 2 a.m., midnight, around that kind of time, getting up at 10, 11 a.m., only eating 2 to 3 times a day, very not necessarily junk food, but low nutritionally balanced meals for those couple. No exercise, so no strength work. I said not really much natural light, so not spending too much time outside either. And has had low iron issues as well. So when you look at all of those things, there's a lot going on for someone. Right now, this person is also trying to identify themselves what are all the different things that they've got going on medically for themselves. And, that's tricky. And so trying to do that via... Hang on a second, I wait for the truck. Trying to identify it through, like, Google Doctor... And hang on. And coming up with all of these, you know, possibilities, some things I just never even heard of before. But the reality is, the person's also had a number of different, the cat just appeared from nowhere, had a bunch of different major tests as well, and everything is coming back as being okay, but the person is still like all, you know, what's going on, because it doesn't change the fact that the person is got very low energy and not feeling awesome. You can pull all that apart and you can say, well, a major contributor to the feeling is the lifestyle factors. And yes, the person is still going through and having some further conversations, waiting for some more test results to come back. It's just really important to rule all of those things out. But the conversations that I'm having with the client are, well, let's just keep improving the lifestyle habits so you don't get to that point where you're going to have all these tests done and you get the results back, and you know, it could be a likely scenario that there's absolutely nothing wrong and everything, like medically, but what's going on for you is a side effect of your current lifestyle habits. So what if we just start to do a few simple things so that we can get you feeling better now, and then we're creating this momentum for them to then get clearance from the medical side of things, and then they just feel so much better because now they know. It's almost like someone's saying to you, no, there's nothing wrong. And all of a sudden, you know, if that's ever happened to you, you think that there's, you know, there might be something wrong. You've got a pain or something, you have a scan, and they come back and say, no, it's all fine. And then all of a sudden, you just feel better just because they've told you that, no, it's all fine. And this is a little bit like that. If you know that medically there's nothing wrong, then you're probably more likely to say, well, okay, yeah, it is. It's to do with the lifestyle factors. Now, right now, I'm having trouble convincing the client that by making these lifestyle choice changes that they're going to start feeling a lot better, because it's, to some extent, I think they're just looking for something to hang their hat on and say, see, this is why it is. But even if that is the case, the lifestyle choices are not supporting a better position, so we've got to change that anyway. So why don't we just change it now rather than wait and see and then try and do something about it? Well, do the two things in conjunction, because the bottom line, whether you have a medical condition or not, if you can optimize your health and your lifestyle by making better choices, then you're going to just feel so much better. I often talk about energy, right? If you have great health, then you've got a good level of energy. If you've got that great level of energy, then your mind starts to work differently. You're thinking about the future. You're thinking about improving yourself. You're thinking about growth. You're thinking about what it is that you can be doing to just contribute more in the world and so forth. And then with that, creativity becomes a little more focus. And then as you become more focused, that focus breeds more momentum. And then as you become more and more focused with that energy, you can do more of everything. Now, of course, the biggest challenge I find in life is focus. Most people are not focused at all. They might say they're focused on certain things, but you just watch how people behave every day. Like if you followed somebody around every day, say, well, let's say that they've got a desk job. You find that they're doing one thing, and they jump to another, and they jump to another thing, and they get interrupted, and then there's another thing. And at the end of the day, they just say how exhausted they are from being busy. But the reality is they haven't been focused in the right way to optimize the results for the day. So as we create that health and that better level of energy, and with that focus, we then start to become high performing human beings. And it's something that I've been really focused on for the last probably 6 years now, and my coach has really helped me hone my focus and just get more and more out of myself every day. And it's not easy, it's very hard. And I'm really talking about the top 1% or top 5%, if you like, of high performance here. And so if you don't want to achieve that, say, oh yeah, that'd be nice, you're not going to get there, because it requires strategic, specific action and things for you to do every single day. And most people don't want to do the things that are tougher every single day. But so let's come back to the situation I was talking about. If you are nutrient deprived, so you're, the example I use, like maybe eating 2-3 times a day, and you don't have balanced meals, so you're not getting enough protein in, you're not getting enough high energy carbohydrates in. Well, actually, in the meals I'm talking about, probably getting more high energy carbohydrates in, little to minimal protein, and very little plant-based food. So think about it, your body is not getting an opportunity to absorb nutrients, to feed your brain, to feed the energy. It's also not giving you an opportunity to cleanse your body with the, like, that's what plant-based food does. It provides plenty of fiber to help cleanse you. Then you're kind of walking around in this sort of funky kind of state that is just nutrient-starved and not getting everything that it needs. Now, partially, you can help fill that with... Sorry, I've got another garbage truck now. It can help fill that with supplements like multivitamins and that kind of stuff. But that's only a partial solution, because we still need to eat the real food for our bodies to work the way that they're actually designed. So if you're not doing that, you're missing an opportunity. Now let's go to the exercise. Our bodies are designed to move, right? Now every single person on the planet should be doing strength training, right? Should be working those muscles, should be building those muscles every single day, continually, consistently throughout the week, every week for the rest of your life, by pushing those muscles and so forth. And if you're not doing that, then your body is basically breaking down. If you're not getting that natural sunlight, that vitamin D, then you are also missing that opportunity, and that now starts to affect your mental health as well. So we just need it for our eyes, we need it for our brain, we need it for our sense of happiness as well, just being out in nature and that kind of stuff. So if you're not getting those things in, then that also plays a part. So and I guess the other part is just general movement. So cardio, just going out for a walk, what I'm doing right now. If you're not doing that as well, we're not giving our brains enough opportunity to release endorphins in the right way. Now, this particular client is also a big gamer, and so they do get that dopamine hit from playing games. But we want to do it in other ways as well. So from the things that I just mentioned, the exercise and things that are going to support your body in becoming better. So we've always got to look for the optimization of our lifestyle. And it comes down to the exercise, strength, cardio, water. That's another issue for this particular client. Sleep, food. Getting that balance right. More and more people are eating more processed foods, less nutrient filled, and our brains are not getting fueled with the same nutrients as they should be to optimize. So I really love that word optimize, because if you can do anything that's going to optimize your potential, then you're doing well, right? So for me, it's about optimizing my health for the age that I'm at right now. Am I going to be as strong, as fit, and healthy as a healthy 20-year-old athlete? No, I'm not. But I can be the best version of me at my age. And that's what I look to do. And that's my goal for all of you. So, in summary, what I want you to do is absolutely have all the medical tests and everything to satisfy yourself and your doctors that there is nothing medically wrong, or you identify, geez, this garbage truck's following me, or you are able to identify what's going on for you, and you can get it fixed ASAP, because early intervention is certainly the answer for you. So we want to get those things resolved, but also do that self audit of your lifestyle, taking a check in on all of those things that you're doing, that I said earlier, with your exercise, food, sleep, all that kind of stuff. And in that process, you'll be able to identify gaps that are existing, which can help explain. Now, I see very commonly with my female clients, iron is a big issue for most of my female clients, right? Because like your average source of iron is red meat, and a lot of clients are now moving away from eating red meat, not eating sufficient amounts of protein, not really being focused on their iron. And we need to consume it. Our body doesn't produce it. So if you're consistently not doing that, and you have heavy cycles and so forth, then you're just depleting each month. And at some point, I have a bunch of clients that need to have iron infusions. And then that can take maybe 12 weeks or so to start feeling better. But if you've got low iron, it's very, very debilitating. It's very, very draining. And that's something that is existing for most women. And vitamin D is another one that a lot of people are quite low in as well. So there are some fundamental things that you need to get checked out, but you can make dramatic impacts to how you're feeling by just improving those lifestyle choices. And here's the tough bit. We're not talking about something that you just need to do for a few weeks to feel a little bit better. I've mentioned, I don't know how many times now, lifestyle. You need to develop that healthy lifestyle. And if everything that I've said right now is too much of a shift for you to make in this moment, and say, well, that sounds great, but now I've got to do strength training, I'm not doing any of that right now. And most people will make up a story, excuses, if you like, as to why they can't do these things. Say, oh, I'm so busy at the moment. I don't have time to do strength training. I don't have time to do my meal preparation or do these other things. I just don't have time. So, okay, well, let's look at it this way. When you're dead, you'll have plenty of time, so you can wait till then, or you can have a shift in your priorities right now and say, I'm no longer going to make up these excuses, and I need to make it a priority to make my health my number one priority. And so if I use an example of one of my clients, when I first started working with him, his state of health was pretty horrendous. Overweight, he had lost all confidence in his body, in a lot of pain, has come like trying to get back into a routine after suffering from some life-threatening illnesses, and is now in has put those at bay, so his life is no longer under threat. Had to relearn how to walk and so forth, and now trying to get back to doing some of the things that he used to. So his mental health is also not great, because he's come from a high performance background, and he's just lost confidence in his body and not really knowing what it is to do. Now, since I've been working with him, he's lost weight. He's shifted his focus as well to make sure that he puts his health as the number one priority. So now he dedicates his morning, first thing in the morning, to just focus on his health. No business, just focusing on his health. And since he's done that, he feels so much better. And it's just a shift in mindset to say, well, yeah, I don't want to live like that anymore. And he's got young kids and he wants to be around for as long as possible and be able to run around and do things with them. If he kept going the way that he was, he wouldn't be able to do that. But he made that shift. And that's what you need to do too. If you're making up excuses, well, I don't have time to do this and this and this. And say, well, I'm already so busy, where am I going to fit it in? You need to change your mindset and you need to fit it in, right? You need to make time to fit it in. That's what you need to do. And just don't make any excuses for it. You just have to do it without exception. Might sound harsh, but look, I've changed my whole life, my whole career to focus in this space because I know that it's becoming worse and worse for people, and I want to help have an impact in enabling people to achieve their full potential. And most people never will until they shift their focus to make their health and wellness number one priority every single day. You can do it. Doesn't matter where you are right now. Now, the best thing for you to do, for me to help you with that order, because I did a consultation with a client yesterday. This is somebody that has been involved with me. They came onto my list 8 years ago. Every single year, she reaches out for something but never follows through. Yesterday was the day she finally said, I need to do something about it. And so she came in and we did that consultation. Now, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we can do it over Zoom. But she had no idea why she can't achieve what it is that she wants to achieve. Now, she is one of the healthiest people that I've done a consultation with, but she's got gaps, right? She didn't know. It's like she thinks, oh, maybe I just need to eat less. She actually needs to eat more. But there were gaps in her food and she wasn't doing any strength training at all. So it's like, okay, you're actually, you know, one of the healthier people I see. But I said, there are some things missing here. And if you don't know what's missing, then you're really just guessing about what it is. So we're just going to work on those couple of things to get her the results that she wants. She's worried about her age and like she's turning 60 this year and she says, well, maybe this is just the way that I'm supposed to be now. It's my age, etc. I said, no. I said, don't think like that. We can still make you better. We'll get you the weight loss results that you want. And so what you need to do is if you go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com, you can opt in for a free consultation there. And through that consultation, I can go through this self-audit with you and identify what are the gaps from where you are to where it is that you want to get to. How do we close those gaps? And then I can work out with you, like, what can you handle in terms of change and what can't you handle? And then we start with the wins that you can get immediately, and then we look to build on it. So don't worry about the fact that if this sounds like a lot from where you are, it's like, okay, well, we've got a big gap. So let's just close it one bit at a time. You can get there. And that's why I'm here, to support you to make sure that you do. So on that note, have a great day. Look to improve your lifestyle today. Think about what it is that you're doing and see what do you need to do differently. Reach out for that consultation and I'm here for you. See you tomorrow.